Good morning. Happy Easter. Please stand for the first song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to this Easter service this morning, and we look forward to singing our hearts out. Thank you, praise and worship choir. Thank you, congregation. We had a wonderful attendance on Good Friday, wonderful, and many of our loved ones are not here this morning. It is highly recommended that you wear your masks, but they are not required. As I said to somebody when I came in this morning, don't believe everything you read in the bulletin concerning the order of service. You say, Pastor Paul, what's Paul doing up here this morning? Taya and John are home. Pastor Randy is home. Many others in our congregation, many others are home. Not well. And so I've said to others, and I've said it to myself, a Christian should be prepared to pray, preach, or die at a moment's notice. And I would rather than do two out of the three. But at 9:30 this morning, hello, Paul? Is that you, Randy? Those of you that are listening at home, we pray that you would be encouraged by the ministry of music. And as this preacher would seek to glorify our Savior through the resurrection message today. Thank you for the beautiful adornments that we have on the resurrection cross today. Thank you for the beautiful flowers as well. It's just wonderful to see. You have in the bulletin the week at a glance. That's all there for you to take in. It's a full week, and you would want to be in prayer for all those events that are happening within the life of our church. Let's pray about all of those events. We welcome you in the name of our Lord to our service today, and we will continue with our call to worship. And we invite Aaron and Tommy to come and lead us. Thank you, guys.
Let us focus our worship this morning on our journey to the cross of Christ and resurrection, knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19.
What is it that makes us weep and gasp in awe at our Savior and our salvation? Listen to the beloved words of Charles Wesley. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain? For me who him to death pursued? Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me?
Let us pray together. O living God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, we shout your great victory. We sing hymns of praise, even when our hearts are heavy and our eyes are dimmed by sorrow. You are faithful. You wipe away all tears and bring joy in the morning. Teach us, O God, to trust you and your gracious love, to rest in your unfailing kindness, to hope in your true promises, that we may rejoice all the days of our life and share in the good news that death is defeated. All are made alive in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us praise the Lord in song.
We will be singing Hope of the Nations.
Jesus, Hope of the Nations. Jesus, conquer for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance.
Happy Easter. I will be reading from John 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but it did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken away my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Would everybody like to stand for this song, "Low in the Grave He Lay"?
amen. Am I up now? I'm not now. We could keep on singing if you wish. I mean,
yes, you are.
I'm not quite prepared to preach. The choir's staying up here, are they?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the ministry of music, the rehearsals you put in to prepare. Thank you, Elvin. Thank you, ladies, singing us, leading us in song. Yeah, we could keep on singing. We could just omit the sermon right now and just keep on singing. This is one of those Sundays where this preacher would just appreciate keeping on singing. Our weeping is replaced with rejoicing. Why are you weeping? Jesus is touched by our sorrows. Today, the gospel reading that Marianne read to us retells the beautiful, tender account of Mary Magdalene and her encounter with Jesus. One can just but imagine the warmth of that scene. The text tells us Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head, one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." Mary Magdalene, so honored in Holy Scripture to be the first to see Christ. Why was she weeping? To answer the first question, I believe we need to know a little bit about Mary Magdalene. But by the way, Magdalene is not Mary's last name, but rather it's the name of her hometown, which basically was 3 miles north of Tiberias in Galilee on the shore. She was one of the most prominent of women who came to believe and follow Jesus. She was a woman who was in very, very rough shape when Jesus, early in his ministry, touched her life. For she was a woman, the Bible says, was severely disabled owing to demonic presence in her life. Here is a woman who was overwhelmed in her life, affecting her mentally, spiritually, and no doubt physically as well. And so dramatic and life-changing was the effect of Christ upon her life that she became a key member of his group of disciples. If you trace through the gospel narratives that we find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll notice that there would be, at least that I counted when I did some Bible study on this, 12 references to Mary of Magdalene. Christ healed her. In Luke chapter 8, she followed Jesus from Galilee as he went on his public ministry throughout the region, down to the area of Bethany in Jerusalem, serving and assisting in the needs of the group. In Matthew 27, verse 56, I believe she was the first member of the Mennonite Voluntary Services. She was there, we are told in Mark chapter 15, verse 40, at the crucifixion. She was named amongst those standing near the cross in John 19, verse 25. She overheard Jesus from the cross when he spoke to his mother and to John. She watched where Jesus' body was laid in the tomb by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, Matthew 27, verse 61. She was able to locate the tomb with the other women on that early dawn Sunday morning, Matthew 28. She came to the tomb alone, weeping when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to her in John 20. She was the first to report the resurrection to the disciples, Luke 24 and verse 10. Mary of Magdalene. one of the first evangelists in the church. Who said women are to keep silent in the church? This wonderful, passionate woman was a leader. She radically was changed by Christ's power. She toured with Christ through the countryside, along with other godly women, believing women who were devoted followers of Christ. Here we have our Mary Magdalene. In my humble opinion, she deserves our admiration. God, through Christ, had changed her life deeply, dramatically. And God in Christ would give to this faithful woman the task of being the first herald of the good news. He is risen. One commentator refers to her as the apostle to the apostles. The second question, why was she crying? We need to appreciate her present situation. The most precious person in her life had died, and there was an overwhelming grief within her spirit. What is it that brings you to tears, dear one, this morning, who hear these words? I remember as a child, with mom and dad, my siblings, Easter weekend, Sunday morning, or maybe Good Friday morning after church, Dad would take his little box of petunias or pansies and a shovel and some fresh soil, and he'd go to the cemetery where his mom and his dad were buried, and he would cultivate the soil and he'd clean it up and remove some of the weeds, and he would plant fresh flowers. And we as kids knew that we had to be very quiet. We were playing around and so forth, while Dad, particularly, and Mom, planted fresh flowers at the gravestones. And when we came back from our running around the yards, we would see them in tears for their love for Mom and Dad. What brings you to tears? Woman! Why are you crying? John 20, verse 15. The answers are clear. She had lost her beloved Christ, and the body was gone. Mary had returned to the right place, but his body was gone. She even thought the person speaking to her was the gardener. Why did she not recognize her Christ? She was blinded by tears, and she was facing in the wrong direction. Sometimes we need another perspective. Just be quiet and listen. And of course, our blessed resurrected Lord would not allow her tears to continue uncomforted. He called her name. Mary. With just the right amount of enunciation and emphasis, that was his signature way of addressing her. Mary. And she knew immediately, Rabboni. In the quietness of your devotions, in the quietness of your prayers, as you quietly listen, your blessed Lord knows you by name, knows you by name. In the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your grief, in the midst of your searching, his voice must have been at that same time soft like the early spring rain, while also it must have come through like thunder and lightning as it electrified the being of Mary as she heard her name being spoken by her beloved master. And the scales from her eyes and her ears were removed. The same Jesus who years previously had pronounced a cure upon her, and she was delivered of her illnesses years before, but now she was delivered from her tears. Where are you this morning? It's so good to see all of you in the house of the Lord on this Resurrection Sunday. Where are you at this morning? Are you listening for the voice of your Lord Jesus Christ? Her words reveal her heart filled with love for Jesus, stirred with grief, confusion, and anguish, and Jesus comes to her. And he speaks those words into her life, Mary. And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, teacher. This beautiful encounter reveals Jesus' heart with you and me. Jesus desires, dear friend, to touch the places in your life that need to be touched for the healing of body and mind and soul, for giving to you a new heart, for giving to you the faith to believe that Jesus is the Christ who on the cross carried your sins and mine, that we might have life everlasting through Jesus. We all can carry sadness in our lives and pain and loss and suffering, and we can carry momentary and prolonged periods of anxiousness, some of which he readily knows and some of which we can hardly admit to ourselves. But Jesus knows the depths of our experiences and what is occurring in our minds, in our hearts, and in our very bodies. Although everything in our culture says we should just be strong, deal with it, move on, the truth is that our hearts, our minds, and our bodies frequently fail us. But on this resurrection morning, the knowledge of Christ must give to us some degree of peace and joy as we sing the hallelujahs. What is the sorrow? What is the pain that you're carrying today? Do you lack that peace? Do you sense that there is a disturbance within your world? For those who you struggle with, in family and friends, in your colleagues, in the workplace, within our church, we all carry our burdens and our responsibilities, our loads. Our hearts, no doubt, are torn wide open for the cares of this world, the wars, the terrorism, the injustices, the greed, the ecological disasters. What are the burdens that we carry? As you feel inner responsibility or insecurity, inadequacy, or guilt, Jesus comes alongside you this morning, the risen Christ, and he speaks into your life that you might experience peace, that the tears may be wiped away, and Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. Mary Magdalene represents all true-hearted followers, lovers of Jesus, who weep over what has been but now no longer is. Her Jesus, oh, how she loved him. We get a glimpse of how great was Jesus' love for her when we read of his reaction at the sight of Mary and Martha and the others weeping over the death of Lazarus. You remember in the gospel story when Jesus appeared and Lazarus had already succumbed to his illness and he was dead. The text tells us in the gospel of John in verse 11, verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Dear friends, we do not have a Savior who is far off. We have a sympathizing Jesus who draws near to us in the midst of our grief, in the midst of all of the issues that we carry this day. The encounter that Mary Magdalene had with her beloved Jesus allowed her tears to be replaced with tears of joy, knowing that Jesus is touched, moved by our sorrows, and invites you to embrace him. Exchange your tears of sorrow for tears of joy. Whatever it is that you are carrying this day, be certain that the Jesus who died on the cross rose as the Christ who is Lord over all of the cosmos and desires to be Lord and a sympathizing comforter in your life. Know that Jesus is aware of our challenges here at the St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. Jesus is aware of our weaknesses in our bodies, our illnesses, that we are approaching a new beginning in the life of the succumbency body of Christ. And we want to move forward knowing that Jesus is with us, not with tears of sorrow, but with joy, anticipating the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come within the life of our congregation. Let's keep on singing and giving joy to our God. Amen.
We will now sing You Are My King.
Of King Jesus. We're going to sing afterwards, aren't we? Yes, we are. Good. Oh, we got to sing. And if you want to stay standing after the benediction, please stay standing. If you want to sit, sit. I got to tell you something. I keep my sermon notes from year to year. 5 years ago, Easter 2017. I have a little note there by the benediction, and it wrote, "Remember to pray for the search committee as they seek pastoral leadership." Let's pray. We honor you this day. We seek, O God, to honor you moment by moment, each and every day. To gather as a local assembly on Sunday, Resurrection Day, we seek to honor you. Fall upon us, O God, by your Spirit. You may claim us as your own, for you know us and you call us by name. On this Lord's Day morning, this resurrection morning, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the head of the church. All of us as members of this local body, yes, we are ministers one to another. And we ask, O God, that you might continue to infuse the men, the women who volunteer in song, in serving, in speaking, in encouragement. For those who serve on committees and in leadership positions, we pray for them. And God, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would touch the heart of the men, the women who possibly could come and provide us with pastoral leadership. Undertake, we pray, for our search committee. Give them a sense of discernment and collective peace as they move forward. And so on this Resurrection Day, we sing that great anthem of the church, because he lives, all tears are gone, for we know who holds the future. Our lives are in your hands, Lord Jesus Christ, and we celebrate on this Resurrection Day. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.